The first VFL Gay Pride match is being played in southwest Victoria this weekend. A man who grew up in Hamilton organised the event in support of his gay twin brother. The town hopes to better support members of the LGBTQI community who are struggling to seek help. Stephanie Corsetti prepared this report.
Hamilton shops are awash with colour, and now the rainbow stripes have arrived at the local footy oval. Hairdresser Maddie Keane has decked out her shop front with a rainbow display to show she's inclusive.
So there's cafes, there's the pharmacy, there's a lot of actually got involved, which has surprised me for our country town. But it's good that they've got the support for a huge weekend coming up for the town.
Charles Beaton organised the Hamilton Pride and Inclusion Day with the theme Gay, That's Okay. He's been overwhelmed by the support he's received from the town and the local footy club.
We think they actually need to come out and actually talk about these issues and say they're inclusive. So it was about us choosing a part of the community, being the football club, which we think can play a huge role.
His motivation was to support his twin brother, Lachlan Beaton, who didn't come out until he was 27 and experienced suicidal thoughts.
He didn't think he would be accepted. So what we're trying to do here is to make the lives easier of the 15-year-old Lachlan currently growing up in regional Victoria and saying out aloud that you will be accepted for who you are, and we want people to feel comfortable for the person that they were born to be.
According to Beyond Blue, LGBTQI people in Australia are more likely to experience mental health problems and are at a greater risk of self-harm. Charles Beaton says it's important the community listens to LGBTQI people who are struggling.
So it's hats off to Hamilton as a regional area for doing something that really hasn't been done before in some parts of country Victoria. And I think that's just a beautiful demonstration is the shops that have decorated in rainbow is just phenomenal.
The AFL held its inaugural Pride game last year between St Kilda and Sydney. LGBTQI advocate and openly gay Australian rules footballer Jason Ball says Victoria is sending a positive message.
I think both regional towns and football clubs have historically not been places that have welcomed and accepted gay people. I think the research has shown us that homophobia is pretty rife in those areas, especially the use of homophobic language. And so for them to be really keen to turn that around and create a culture that welcomes people regardless of who they are, regardless of what their sexuality is just incredibly powerful.
He says other parts of the state are also getting involved to break down barriers.
So not only is this happening in Hamilton, but down the track we'll see something similar next month in Gippsland. In August, we'll see the Southern Football Netball League taking this on. And this is the very first time that a VFL team has been involved in such an initiative.
Back at Hamilton, cafe owner Renee Porter says she's happy society is evolving and that shift has spread to Hamilton.
People are becoming more comfortable with who they are. You don't have to be wear the latest and greatest. You can be who you are or be who you want to be in this town. You don't have to follow trends. It's hard in a small country town, I think, because people have that stigma and they worry a lot.
Tomorrow's event includes guest speakers, a women's footy game, and another match between the Hamilton Kangaroos and South Warrnambool.
Stephanie Corsetti reporting, and if you are in need of support, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14.